I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. The Orford Express train could be back on track in spring 2025. We spoke to Nicolai Ray, a businessman, along with whom agricultural entrepreneur Michel Godreau has joined forces to spearhead this endeavor. They aim to revive this tourist train, which ceased operations in 2019.
I'm from Magog, Quebec. Grew up in the U.S. I am the president of Emirates College, an educational institution for real estate investors. I am also the president of the Fairbrook Communities, a non-profit real estate developer, and managing shareholder of the Fairbrook Collective, which is an impact investment group in real estate.
When asked about the challenges of restoring the Orford Express after its five-year hiatus, Nicolai Ray, a local resident and impact real estate developer, shared a personal connection to the train.
Well, essentially how it came to is that I live in Magog, so I drive in front of the train every day, and I have four kids, and you know, my kids were like, hey, let's go on the train, that'd be so cool. So I started to look up into the train, and I realized that it shut down in 2020 due to COVID. And I just said to myself, wow, this is such a beautiful piece of culture, and I think so important for the Eastern Townships. And so I started looking into it even more about, you know, how we could maybe bring it back and ensure that it survives and that its legacy keeps on going on for the region, for everyone who lives in the region. And obviously, since I'm an impact real estate developer, I'm very in tune to, green transportation, sustainable development.
When asked about the envisioned role of the Orford Express in regional tourism and economic development, Nicolai outlines a comprehensive plan. He emphasizes not only reinstating the train as a tourist attraction, but also expanding its services to withstand challenges and eventually transforming it into a full-fledged passenger train connecting Sherbrooke to Montreal, Boston, and Quebec City.
The idea would be to obviously bring back the Orford Express as a tourist train, as it used to be operated, expand its offerings so that it survives even tougher times, if you may, but also eventually get it up to becoming a full-fledged passenger train, kind of like with Via Rail, where you'd have full passenger service between Sherbrooke and Montreal, Sherbrooke and Boston, and maybe eventually Sherbrooke and Quebec City, which would obviously help to develop not only Sherbrooke, but all of the eastern townships, and actually even Montreal and Quebec City, as a lot of people from Boston and Northeast would probably come up to Quebec. As for the challenges, well, the challenges, number one, obviously, it's hard to get financing for a train, so you have to have equity or raise equity. And I mean, it's not the most profitable types of businesses until you get a certain scale. And obviously, it's kind of like a hotel, but it's a hotel on rails, or it's a restaurant on rails in the way that it used to be operated. And obviously with COVID, well, we know how restaurants had trouble surviving. And imagine a restaurant where people are jam packed so tight because you're in essentially rail cars. So I think that was the major problem with it. I think those are the challenges. Also, challenge-wise is, making sure that we have enough collaboration, not only with the rail owner-operators, which in our case is the CP between Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu and Lac-Mégantic, and then eventually expanding our services, which could be through like the CN to come into Montreal, or the CP, which could come into Montreal as well. There are two different options. Amway, that goes out to the U.S., and the other different owners like Genesee Wyoming, who also owns some of the tracks that go down to the U.S. So it's just being able to negotiate and collaborate and cooperate with all these different parties who own the rails, and also the different levels of government, municipal, provincial, federal. We need their support, and we need the support of the population. And I think, you know, the major challenge is being able to just coordinate everyone in due time and kind of act as like a chef of the orchestra, essentially. And I think one of the big things is that, and why I think the chances are on our side and we've decided to go into this is because we're not motivated by money. We don't see this as a money-making endeavor or a huge capitalistic endeavor. For us, this is a community project, a social project,
a society project, and that's essentially why I think we're able to get into it, essentially.
It's no small feat to bring this train back on track, and our guest discusses the intricate financing strategy, which involves a mix of equity investment, debt financing, and inviting community participation through crowdfunding platforms.
So the estimated costs essentially are $3 million to acquire all the assets of the Orford Express and the rights of passage and whatnot. Obviously, then there will be a certain amount of money invested into marketing, operations, getting the train up and running. So I'd say that's the we're talking about a essentially getting back on it, on its rails. We're talking about a $4 to $5 million project. To get up to a passenger train, it's very difficult to give you any projections with regards to numbers, but obviously we're talking about an end project that would be in the tens of millions, maybe even more. That's kind of why, as we go further into the project, obviously we're going to need support from the three levels of government. We're going to need support also from the citizens and from business people from around, because for a train to really work, you need everyone on board, pun intended. So financing-wise, we're financing through equity. We're investors, obviously. We're looking also at various options with regards to debt through various, obviously, institutions that exist out there, Investissement Québec, Banque de Développement du Canada, and Desjardins, and other types of institutions. So we're looking at a mix of debt and equity, kind of like any type of acquisition. And we are also looking at inviting the business community, so individual business owners in the Eastern Townships, to also co-invest with us. And we're also looking at, we're speaking with a crowdfunding platform right now to explore the possibility of allowing essentially anyone who lives in the Eastern Townships or in Quebec or anywhere to also become an investor through crowdfunding platforms and crowdfunding regulations. And obviously, I think that would probably, by having not only governments, but also banks, local citizens, entrepreneurs, also investors in the project, I think that's what would essentially guarantee a very high level of perennity over the years and decades. And to kind of answer your question,
our guest has emphasized that they envision the Orford Express not just as a restaurant on rails, but as a passenger train, emphasizing the societal benefits it could bring, not just locally, but on a provincial, national, and even international scale if it extends to the U.S.
Why the Orford Express closed, well, I think that's what would protect it in the future through any black swan events, tougher years, recessions, whatnot. And, the Orford Express and eventually a passenger train, I mean, it's something that would benefit society immensely, at least in the Eastern Townships, and probably at a provincial and national level, and even, obviously, international if we cross over to the U.S., both on a heritage, cultural, touristic side of things, but also on the sustainable development and, economic development as well of the different regions.
Finally, we asked our guest just how much support is the project actually getting, and according to him, it sounds like the project has received substantial support from various levels of government, including municipal, provincial, and federal authorities.
So far, government support has been very good. Obviously, through the Association du Corridor Ferroviaire-Estrie-Montérégie, the ACFEM, we've had support from all the municipalities and the mayors. So Sherbrooke, Magog, Beaumont, Farnham, Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu. The provincial government has shown support as well by supporting us with a grant that we've asked for, and the federal government as well, although maybe a bit at a slower pace, off the record. And on the U.S. side of things, well, we met with state officials in New Hampshire and New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts. And so far, everyone's very excited by the project, and everyone, I believe, wants to definitely help and push it forward. And as I said earlier, it's just a matter of, I think, coordinating everyone and getting the timing right.
Special thanks to Nikolai Ray, co-owner of the Orford Express. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.